第21篇亚欧会议口译实践，将下文口译成英语。我们热烈欢迎亚欧会议在伦敦召开，亚欧两大陆的领导人将要继续进行始于曼谷的对话与合作。自曼谷会议以来，亚洲、欧洲以及世界其他地方发生了巨大的变化，这必将对亚欧关系产生非常深远的影响。同大多数这类会议的首届会议一样，曼谷会议显得更具有象征意义和礼节性，它主要表明了亚洲在世界舞台上发挥着越来越大的作用。
We warmly welcome the convening of Asia-Europe meeting in London. Leaders from the two great continents are expected to continue their pursuit of dialogue and cooperation, which was initiated in Bangkok. Great changes have taken place in Asia, Europe, and the rest of the world since the Bangkok meeting, and these will definitely exert a rather profound influence over the Asia-Europe relationship. The Bangkok conference, like most primary sessions of this type, seemed to be the more symbolic and ritualistic in its significance, demonstrating mainly that Asia is playing an increasing role in the world arena.
然而人们更强烈希望本届亚欧首脑会议更为务实和具体，并产生建设性的结果。具体说来，会议可以在两方面得到加强。首先，首脑会议应该由两年一届改为一年一届，像西方七国会议和亚太经合会议那样。由于会议成员国有着不同的文化、历史和政治制度，亚欧国家之间经常性的高层交流对于彼此之间更好的了解是必不可缺的。其次，应该建立一个常设磋商机构，以研究与分析两大洲经济、贸易和金融领域里的重大问题。这样的机构要是早已建立起来的话，它就可以对可能出现的亚洲金融危机及早提出警告，经济形势或许不会像我们今天所见到的那样严重。
However, there are strong hopes that the current Asia-Europe summit will turn out to be more pragmatic and specific, with a constructive outcome. Specifically, two improvements would give the conference substance. First, the biennial summit should become an annual one, just like the G7 and APEC conferences. Given the different cultures, histories, and political systems of the members, frequent high-level exchanges between the Asian and European nations are indispensable to better mutual understanding. Second, a standing consultative organ should be set up to study and analyze important issues in the fields of economy, trade, and finance on the two continents. If there had been such an establishment in the past, it might have given early warning to the potential Asian financial crisis, and the economic situation might have not been as serious as we have seen today.
平等是亚欧合作的基础，自然也应该成为亚欧会议的准则。亚欧领导人若要成为朋友，就应该平等地坐在同一张桌子旁。这种平等应该不受环境和条件的限制。无论亚洲的经济是处于上升阶段还是为挫折所困，例如受到了近来那场金融危机的打击，亚洲与欧洲应该是平等的。
Equality is the foundation of Asia-Europe cooperation.And certainly it should serve as a principle for the Asia-Europe summit. If leaders from Asia and Europe want to be friends, they should be sitting at the same table on the basis of equality. That equality should be all-weather and non-conditional. Whether its economies are on the rise or disturbed by troubles like the recent financial crisis, Asia is equal to Europe.
客观地讲，这场金融危机使一些亚洲国家受到了批评。亚洲的经济增长方式、金融体制和外贸政策都遭到内外两面的质疑，这些评论和批评是必然的，并不令人感到奇怪。在危机发生之前，亚洲因其可歌可颂的成就而受到广泛的赞扬，现在这个人口最多、面积最大的州受到一些口头攻击，这是无害处的，是有益的。
Objectively speakingSome Asian countries are now vulnerable to criticism because of the crisis. Asia's method of economic growth, its financial systems, and foreign trade policies are all questioned and challenged inside and outside the region. These comments and criticism are inevitable and not at all surprising. Prior to the crisis, Asia had been widely praised for its admirable economic achievements. Now it is harmless and helpful for this most populous and biggest continent to have some verbal attacks.
患难见真情，伦敦会议给欧洲领导人提供了一次现真情的极好机会。欧洲领导人希望帮助亚洲渡过难关，并打算采取一些具体步骤。那些具有战略眼光的人士很清楚，经历了这场危机后的亚洲不会衰退。亚欧合作全然不是一种权宜之计，今天向合作投资，明天就会获得大丰收。
A friend in need is a friend indeed. The London summit provides a very good opportunity for the European leaders to show their sincerity. They hope to help Asia tide over the trouble and intend to take some concrete steps. It is clear for those with strategic vision that Asia won't decline after this crisis. Asia-Europe cooperation is by no means an expedient measure. To invest in that cooperation today suggests a bumper harvest tomorrow.